Kindergarten daf Masechtas Baba Basar daf Lamed. Begin on the begin Tes Master. Begin with the Gemara, which is the bottom line going into Amud Beis. Mab Kamaydis, don't you agree to Ha Aga De Dihu that this land is mine? So the Ma'ar wants to be zeichen the karka based on the admission of the Machzik that he was the original owner for the karka. Now Pirsha Ben Ishmael the Rashbam explains the Im Muchzik Zeh Shalosh Shanim. If this guy was in possession for 3 years. And his claim is, I bought it from that guy, the Zavni Minach, that bought it from you, Kameididi, in front of me, the Neman, that he's believed. Why? But Migui, with the, that since he has the power, the Ibai, if he wanted to Amar, he could have said, Minach Zavante, I bought it from you, Vachadishne Chazak, and I ate the years of Chazak, or Inami, or additionally, Im Yeshli Edim. Im Yeshli Edim, if he has witnesses. That the one who sold it to him was in possession for 1 day, and that also would then work for the machzik. And they'd be right. And the Rashbam brings a proof. Mehi dedar bekashta belisa. Well, come on, which the Gemara brings later on, which you see that if he has any of these variables, that the machzik would be believed. Ukedvach avkenu, and says that, you know, like he's saying, the truth is. You find this Hechad Yesh Edim Lema'ar. If there's witnesses to the Ma'ar, Sharkarka Shaloi Haisa. I mean, what the Rashbam is saying is true. If the Ma'ar has witnesses that the property was his, then that's true what the Rashbam is saying. But the truth is, the story that the Gemara is bringing over here, where Mashma, it sounds like Shlahoyu Lema'ar Edim, that the Ma'ar actually did not have witnesses. But they're coming from the fact that he says, Lavka Maidis, Vahulu, don't you agree? I mean, that he's coming, like, what does he have to say that? Obviously, because he doesn't have witnesses to that effect. He's trying to utilize what the Machzik himself said. He have a time that actually, if he would claim, Kameh Didi Zavni Menach, that in front of me he bought it from you, the guy who sold it to me, or he lived it 1 day, actually, he would be believed, even without a Chazaka 3 years. Not like the way the Rashbam says. Why? Migi with a Kaycha Taina. The boy, if he wanted to, Amar could have said, "It was never yours." Of course, the guy has no Edom. I'm about the hashtag, but most definitely now, the moment that he says, "Meplan Yisavint," that he bought it from that person, there's something that he bought from you. Vahayda shalhisa shaloi, and now he's admitting that it was his. Oh, then Sule Matsi Lamitin. Then of course he cannot claim anymore. Kamididi Zavna Minach. That in front of me, he bought it from you. Or Kamididi Dar Bachadyemo. That in front of me, he lived already 1 day. With migui, with a koyach ataina, the boy that if he wanted to amar betchili could have said in the beginning lohisu shachamarim that he could have said that it never was yours. No, that he can't do anymore because the migui lemafrei elayim rina and says this is a principle, a retroactive migui, which is I could have said in the past tense that you don't say anymore. And this brings a few riyas. Can luchli kamal because I've been thinking more later on that memal from a beis kabahu didar bekashta. Be Elisa Arboshnin. So, as we'll see on Daf Mem Aleph, the guy lived in the attic 4 years. But when he says, "Mepalanya Zavinte, the Zavni Minach," that I bought it from that guy, who bought it from you. I saw it coming to Rebchia, came from Rebchia. Amalei says, "Aisis Hadi the Darbe Afelachad Yoima." Bring witnesses that he lived there even 1 day. Rakmin La Biyadach, and then we'll give it to you. Mashba sounds like the less Leisa Hadi. But if he does not have witnesses, ein neman loimar. He's not believed to say, kamei didi dar b'chad yoyma. What do you mean? He did live there 1 day in front of me. B'migui, where the ibayi, because if I wanted to, Amar could have said, minach zavinte, I bought it from you. No. The Gemara doesn't understand that. Because kimish k'vahoida, the lav minei zavante, zamna, since he admitted that he didn't buy from him directly. Less leisu migui, he doesn't have a migui anymore. Vein lo laminoi, and the other, he cannot believe my dekamahashta, which now that he wants to retract and say with a migui that mitoich shayol yochol leshaker betchila. Oh, that since I could have lied in the beginning, kaidim shahid before I admitted. No, leb masiga daite shayizakuk letainazu. He never entertained that he would have to come onto this claim. So you're not believed retroactive anymore. The mother kamas, and this thing says about the Kama Hasam Rav, the Rav says, the Chazit Ladaita the Chaviva, I saw that the opinion of my uncle Rav Chia, the Av Amalei, had he said to him, Kameh Didi Zavni Minach, dead in front of me, he bought it from you, Hav Memli would have believed, Bemig would have made good Diboya Omar, that if he wanted, he could have said, Minach Zavni, I bought it from you, Tais is bothered, it says, sounds like, not like Tais just says, no, Loi kamar shahaya adayin neman betayna zu doesn't mean that now he would still be believed with this claim. A claim, what he meant to say was, Yabaton mikara, had he made such a claim in the beginning, koyim shahid before I admitted, then. V'huad, then same thing as di Yabaton mikara, had he claimed in the beginning, kameh didi, dar b'chad yoyma, that in front of me he'd live one day, da mem, then he would believe. But now? Oh, now it's too late, says Tosis, that's called a migul mafreya. Boidraya, another proof is, misaif, the zebayr. The end of perik zebayr, and sanenda of laman alfam alf, kabihi itzam. Right? There was a certain woman, the Nabik Shtara Mitusa Yada. She produced a document. Amr, she says, Yidanali Bahai Shtara the Perihu Behulu. I know that this document is paid, etc. But, and it's Velohim the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not believe her. Amali Rav said, but if she wanted to, Kal says she could have burnt it. Kivin is Chazik Bebei Dina, since it's established in court, Iboya Kal say, no, too late. Because once you brought it to say if she wanted she could burn it, we don't say that anymore because it's already been established. Alma, so you see, says Taiz, I've got the kain shoot in the other, even though before we had seen the document in her hand, she would have been believed to say it's paid up and make it that with a kaychatan at the boy. If she wanted to do culture, she could have burnt it, and then she would have won. Hash this chazik bebedina, but now that it's been established in court, Pirush, should a nibiyada that we see it in her hand? No, we don't believe her anymore. Because the inkanoid migli, you don't have a mig anymore. Shalkarcha tzricha achshav tayna zu. Most definitely, she needs this claim now. She emerges that she says, emirutz a lifter as a leva. She wants to exempt the baru. Which now to say that she could have, that's too late. Now that we know already this with the shtar, even though you could have been believed, but now that it's already, you can't say retroactive what you could have done. Now, Bakurjus Pirisham, Rashi there explains, Ischazik, what does it mean, Ischazik? Shahoya Hashtar Makuyim, because the document was already verified, but which is not like the way it was saying. And so it's in the early read, that does not seem to be correct to the read, because the Mam Moyel, how does that help? Because Makum still, Iboya Kalsim, she wants you to have burnt it. So obviously, that's not the principle. The principle is that now that it's already been brought, it's too late. You can't go backwards. Vaidraya, another proof says, that now the Perik Shavuos at the end, we learned in the Mishnah in Shavuos, Tafla Bechesim at the base. Man, libiyotcha, there's a mana for me in your hand. Amalai, and he says, yes, you're right, I owe you 100 dinar. Lamoch amalai teneuli, the next day he says, okay, give it to me. So he says, nesatuloch, I gave it to you. Palti's exempt. Parach minna, the Gemara asked him that, and daf memalv laman, da mamalvas chaber be'edim, according to the one who says that if you lend your friend money with witnesses, tzarech lefar be'edim has to pay with witnesses. But v'alcha, but over here, given the tava be'edim, since he claimed it from him with witnesses, and he admitted, commando eiser be'edim dami, it's like as if he lent the money with witnesses. But Tony Potter still, he says his potter, says, Taisa, my kusha, what's the difficulty? Shani ach, here it's different, because the potter, he's exempt, because migadi bayo amma, because if he wants, he could have said, etmal lahid rama oilam. Yesterday, he could have said that it never happened. Elabade says, Taisa, obviously, ki agabna le'mirna migi, you don't say such a migui. Because you already admitted yesterday. And what I could have said, that we don't say. So a few rayas that we don't say a migla mafreya. Now, Masha Pesha Kunsh is prepared bas for the ksubas. This is the Rashi explains the ksubas of Koftes and Beis. Kabe saw a similar acher. That the imtoyin of Omar chazarti lekachtia mimenu, that if he claims and he says that chazarti lekachtia mimenu, you know, I went back and I mean, this is the case that claims that the person actually owed it to him, but actually made it as a simon for that other person. And then he claims, he says, yes, because I went back and I bought it from that person. L'achasha says, see a simon b'shmoy, that after I made it as a simon in his name, then he's believed. Why? The pesha also, who are pesha hitter? That this that he made it forbidden is he himself was making it permitted. Once there's witnesses that it was his of Nixleman and that it was stolen from him, and there's no right from Elal Pivshas that only based on what this guy is saying, because he made it as a simit to him. Okay, but he goes back and says, yeah, but I bought it from you. Ein nira l'ri. Doesn't seem to be correct to the ri, that what Rashi explains over there. Because, like we said, in such a case, we don't say miga, get the brishas like we explained. This that he could have made such a claim in the beginning. That doesn't make you believe right now. El Nelari, rather, explains differently. Tasim Nami, there also is talking about that
Chazer v'achlo shnei chazaka. That he went back and consumed the years of chazaka achar shasa siman, after already made a siman. Chitam, if you're going to say yachlo shnei chazaka, that, okay, what do you mean? If the guy already had a chazaka, pshita, it's obvious. My kamash from Yechon, once Rabbi Yechon come and teach us, the neman that is believed, masnini, that's the Mishnah later of Mem Aleph. The chazaka shishimetayin, it is a chazaka. If you have a chazaka, what is the claim? Which he has a claim, it's a chazaka. Yeshem says, yeah, the Sogat Eidach, you would have thought to say the Lehem Hamadeh is not believed, Kimin She'irulab, because since he's contested on it, Kaim She'achle Shnei Chazaka, before he had it for the years of Chazaka, Lehem to say, She'ishalai, that it's his, La'ab and Inishtal, Zavne Basach, it's not normal for a person to have bought it after that, because he really claimed that it was his in the stone, Kamash, well, that's the Chiddush, that, yeah, but again, but that's how the Rebbe would explain, not like Rashi, because again, the Shittasim of Taisis, it's not, that's untenable, because we don't say Migla Mafreya. So to the story that's brought over there, Ayri is talking about b'sha'ach l'shnei chazaka, that they ate the years of chazaka, and of the didan in our story, ihab ma'isi ha'machzik sahadi had the machzik brought witnesses the darbe chad yoima that they lived there for one day. Which Tais is really starting a new conversation. So Tais is going back that to this principle that near the Rashba, that if the Magzik would have brought witnesses that that the seller had lived there for one day, the Havel Okmi La'ara Biyade, that we would have established the property in his possession. I would give it like a migui, although there's no migui, that he could have made a claim that it was not the ma'aras ever, because like we said, it's migul mafreya, but that's what he's saying, but we could still say that the karka would belong to him, because most definitely the buyer, by proving that the meicher lived there for one day, mikamokam tanina lelekeach, but we would still make the claim for the lekeach, because since the seller would have been believed to say I bought it from you, meaning if he lived there one day, and he has witnesses to that, the miga would have claimed the boy Omar, because if you want to, he could have said it was never yours ever. Now what's the problem with this? Now even though this buyer Yadash, he knows, as the Gemara brings in the story, he admits he knows it was the original the Ma'ar at one point, and therefore. That he's like one witness to that effect, to the ma'aras claim. We would still consider it as a valid migui for the merit of the lekeach, based on what the meicher could have said. It sounds like when the Gemara later on daf lamed gimel beis gavan naschah d'Rav Abba, the famous case of the nascha. The piece of metal of Rav Abba, that ilo ab mechuyev shvua, if he would not have been obligated an oath, ve'en yochel lishava, and he couldn't swear, he would be believed to say didi chatfi, that what I grabbed was mine, b'migui would have migui di boy omer, that if he would have wanted, he could have said lechatfi, I wouldn't have grabbed it, v'yimachish as a aid, and he would be refuting the witness. And here he's not obligated an oath. The English ben al kaka is because you don't swear regarding properties. So what you see from over there is that, as we'll see in the Gemara over there, what the actual case is. But it sounds like that not being obligated in the shvua, that he cannot swear, he would be believed to say that he grabbed his own. That a nigger that could have said he didn't grab it at all, even though his claim that he didn't grab it at all would be contradicting the witness, but he would still be believed. In our case, therefore, where's Toma Karkois, where there's no Chibishu, and there's not an obligated oath where he cannot swear. So Halacha dictates that he should be believed to say that he bought, that this Lakeh should be believed with a Migu, that even he himself is contradicting now the claim of the Migu itself, which his Meicher would be able to, because he knows that the Karka was of the Ma'ar. But still, we see from Naschah d'Rabba that would work. Kai Gabim Matim to save a Meicher, so do we find the Gemara later on, the Ayin Amid Beis. Where Hamaycher is a bias, Gabi Mafkeret Chaver B'Shtar, that that if a document comes out on Yesemim, that it was deposited with a document. So the Avgav Dotanin Lias Minenso, although we don't make a claim for the Yesemim, that it was Noinis to exempt them. Even so, Tanin Leher Zartablach, they claimed to him that we give it back to you. Why? Since their father would have been with such a claim, that if he wanted Amenetz, he could have said Nensu. And even though for the Yisraelim we don't make it, but they get what their father would have had, that's the same Yisrael they were saying, that although what we believe the father with this claim is only from Amiga, that you could have claimed that it's Nens, and Yisraelim, they don't have that claim, still that works for them. Which, Vayim Reed, the Reed says no. That's not similar to that case over there, because the halacha over here, if the seller would have wanted to win with this claim, it was never yours ever. So the lekeach would not have held on to it, because he knows that it was his. Meaning, there the Yisraelim don't know. An opposite claim. It's just that Bezna won't make such a claim. But in our sugya, the Meich would want to like win that way. They say, no, we can't. We know it was his. So therefore, maybe that wouldn't be a riot. An independent idea, Kasser ben Chananel says, we saw for our teachers, the Ga'inim, Zechren Levracha, the high Magzik, that this one who's being Magzik in the Karka, Lesley Lemeches Ladina, Mahadi Mori Da'ara, he can't come bring the court case with the original owner of the land. It's the one who sold it to him, that only he could litigate against the original owner as being Ma'ar. Which we ain't near the Rash, but that does not seem to be correct to the Rash, but the whole, that we know the halachic principle, any rights that the original owner has, the first guy, the owner, sells to the second guy, to Lekech. And therefore, and never cannot reject him, and you're not my litigant. And later on we find explicitly, in that case that we quoted before, that you can't tell him, you're not my litigant. Because if he would find witnesses, that guy lived there one day, he would have given it to him. So you see that Lekev is allowed to litigate against the Ma'arah.